This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Over the holiday weekend, state troopers conducted saturated enforcement along I-25 from Fort Collins to Trinidad. The state patrol says there were two DUI crashes. They also cited 20 people for DUIs and 21 for speeding just between Friday and Saturday. The latest data in Colorado show 46 people are now hospitalized with COVID-19, nearly the lowest number since the start of the pandemic 6 years ago. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, the state saw a pair of peaks when more than 1,600 people were hospitalized. This viral respiratory season, which started in October and wraps up at the end of May, the number never went higher than 140. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease doctor with UC Health.
COVID's our wild card, so it's definitely tamped down, which is great. That's exactly what we wanted to do. But every year we've had a little bit of a summer surge.
She says the virus is unpredictable and vaccination provides protection. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The federal government has released $40 million to keep water in the Colorado River outside Glenwood Springs. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The future of the Colorado River runs through a tiny hydroelectric plant. Located in Glenwood Canyon, the Shoshone Power Plant owns the right to take water out of the river and then put it back in. Preserving that right could help keep the water high enough for fish and rafting. But it's held by Xcel Energy, which could soon retire the aging plant. The federal funding gives the Colorado Water District almost all the money it needs to buy the water right. The $40 million award was appropriated by former President Joe Biden, but then it was frozen by the Trump administration. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org.